This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Great to be having a chat with Gary Fox. Of course, you're the voice behind Entrepreneur Experiment podcast, and you're joining me today. Thank you so much for taking the time to check in with us here on iRadio. We're big fans of your podcast.
I'm delighted to hear it.
Gary, for anyone who may not have heard of your podcast, what is it and who's your target audience?
It's a great question. So first of all, it's for people who want to own a business or who currently own a business. So if you want to set your own business, it's for you. If you already have a business and you're trying to figure out how to scale it, it's for you. So essentially how I think about it is, it's like getting a brand new mentor every week. So every week I sit down with like a really great founder, business owner from Ireland, and just hear their story, like the highs, the lows, why they started, all the problems they ran into, all the lessons they picked up along the way. So it's kind of like, I always think of just one person listening, and this is their mentorship. This is the hour they get a mentor with this person.
Amazing. Amazing. What actually inspired you to start the podcast? Have you always had, a keen interest in entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I have. Someone asked me this earlier and I was like, there's no short answer to this, but I'll try to give you a really short one.
That's all right.
So yeah, I always have. I got a part-time job when I was in transition year, and the guy I was working with was just a born entrepreneur. I didn't even really understand the term entrepreneur. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I started working with him like part-time job after school and just loved it. So I was like, this is class. We're selling phones, really fun thing to be selling. And he just taught me so much. And I kind of realized, oh, this could actually be a career. You could actually make your own freedom. You can kind of set your own hours. You can set your own rules. And from that, then everything just spiraled. I kind of realized I was kind of made to do it. And then the podcast came out of that. It was that I was working in property. I'd set up a property company, but I wasn't really meeting interesting people and I wasn't getting mentors. That was exactly what I was looking for, was mentors to kind of help me get better. So I was like, right, I'd love to get a mentor. I was loving the podcast from the US. I was listening to Tim Ferriss, Guy Raz, all the big, big US podcasts way back when they were just starting, like back, it must be like 2016, 2015. But I found them really entertaining, but not really interesting in the fact that I couldn't really use the information I was getting because it was so unrelated because it was all American. So I was like, what if I did this but for Ireland? So I want to meet these people anyway. What if I record it and then share it with people and people might find that interesting?
Brilliant. Obviously, you've interviewed hundreds of entrepreneurs. What's one unexpected insight that maybe completely changed the way that you think about business?
A great question. Yeah. So actually, I've thought about this a lot and it has changed dramatically since I started doing the podcast. I thought about it very simply when I started. I always thought about it as just business, right? How can I get better at business? You know, what do I do? What are the good rules of finance? What's marketing? And it was kind of just during COVID. And I suppose as I've evolved as an entrepreneur, and I suppose as the world has evolved as well after COVID, you know, people's focus has got way more broader. I interviewed so many of them and a lot of them started to repeat this thing to me. And it's actually shifted how I phrase a lot of the questions, and a lot of the content I'll talk about is far more broad. So I'll talk about the business, the body and the brain. So I'll try and understand, what are they doing in all these three areas? Okay. Because I believe to be like a really successful founder, you need to have like a profitable business, a healthy body and a fit brain. Because that comes directly from all the conversations I had with founders who honestly were deeply unhappy.
Yeah.
They'd had like really great outcomes on the surface of it. You'd read about them in the Sunday Times or the Business Post or, you know, whatever newspaper. Oh, so-and-so has exited their company for 10 million or so-and-so has exited for 50 million. And very rarely did they say to me, oh, I'm absolutely delighted. This is exactly what I thought it would be. Nearly to a person, they always said, yeah, it was cool for like a week. And then I just wanted to get back and do something new.
Yeah.
I was like, number one, they're kind of addicted to the game. And number two, a lot of them have kind of lost themselves along the way.
Yeah.
So there's some people, and I had to be very careful about how I phrase the business, the body and the brain, because it makes some people really uncomfortable. Because I used to just ask it flat out and go, hey, so we're going to talk about business, body and brain. And I kind of prep them and they go, okay, I don't do anything for my body or anything for my brain. So don't ask me about those.
Okay, right.
So I was like, wow, that's such an interesting insight. So I kind of go, look, what would you love to talk about today? And if they bring up, like I had a great one a few weeks ago, Kevin from Nostra. He was like, what I'd love to talk about is visualization, how I map out my year and my life. I'm like, unreal. Absolutely. So there is a new breed. I think there really is a new breed of entrepreneur coming through who is embracing kind of a more holistic view on what business and what life is all about.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think a lot of people talk about work-life balance now, and kind of like what you said yourself, that you felt that you had something inside you where you could be your own entrepreneur, and that you didn't necessarily have to do the boring, mundane 9 to 5. And it's okay for life not to look like that anymore. Is there, kind of to you, what truly makes a great guest stand out? And do you ever spot it really early on in the interview?
It's the two C's, curiosity and chemistry. So they're curious. So what I'll do is I have a really specific process, and I've kind of honed it over the last like 4 or 5 years. It was really weird during COVID because I'd never done a Zoom interview. I kind of just about taught myself how to interview people in person, and then COVID happened, and now I'm like, how do I do this online? I know, because for me, a big part of it is just the chemistry and meeting them in person and getting to know them. And for me, I'm building up an unbelievable network. So that was now gone. So I had to like have this really kind of awkward, it's like a really uncomfortable first date where you have to like get to know them super quick and then ask them to tell you all your life secrets over Zoom over an hour. That was really difficult. So it definitely made me a better interviewer. And then after COVID, I was like, right, I really want to do this in a really nice way that I feel comfortable about. So I always like, we go for breakfast or a coffee first, just before the interview. And this came from feedback an editor gave me. He's like, Gary, one bit of, so after every season, I'll say, how do we make it 10% better next season? So I'll talk to my editor, I'll talk to the people that work with me, and I'll say, how do we make it 10% better? And his feedback was, you need to start in the middle more. I was like, I don't understand what that means. He's like, you have a tendency to go, how did you start the business? And then what happened? And then what happened? He's, it's very linear. He's like, you now, people's attention spans are declining so much. You need to hook them in the first 3 to 5 minutes or they're gone. He's like, if you spend 10 minutes leading in, going to what you do in school, what you do in college, blah, blah, blah. He's like, they're gone. They're out the gap. They're one click away from TikTok. So he's like, start in the middle. So what I'll do is I'll be very deliberate. We'll have a conversation. We'll kind of break down the barriers. We'll kind of get to know each other really quick over like 30 to 40 minutes. And I'll pick up one thing they'll say, and then I'll generally start the conversation there. I'll say, right, let's start off with this.
Love that. And I love your innovation as well, where you have to think about, we're up against TikTok, so how do we manage to grab their attention? For you, who's the most important interesting person that you've spoken to so far?
I knew you were going to ask me that. And you know what? This sounds like an absolute cop out, but I always think about the next guest. This sounds really weird. And people are asking this question all the time, but they're always really disappointed. They're always like, what a cop-out answer. I'm like, honestly, I always just think about the next one, because like what you said there about you're innovating and you're kind of constantly thinking about it, I just think about, right, how do we make the next one even better than the last one? And like, there's been so many spectacular guests. Like even the last couple of weeks have been unbelievable. And you just have a recency bias as well. You're like, oh, the last couple were my favorite. So I always go, do you know what? It's the next one.
I love that. I love that. Have you got a dream guest? We're kind of putting you on the spot now, because there's, the world is your oyster. You've already interviewed so many people, but is there anybody on that list that you'd love to? Maybe they're listening to iRadio this evening. They're like, I need to get on to Gary.
Maybe. Richard Branson, if you're streaming from Necker Island, we'd love to have you on. Actually, I interviewed Gary Neville last year, and he was a dream guest of mine because massive Man United fan growing up. And I think his whole concept of he wants to make the second half of his life even better and more successful than the first half of his life, I think that's an incredible achievement for someone who's reached the pinnacle of sport at the very highest level. And now he wants to reach the pinnacle of being an entrepreneur at the very highest level. So he was and is my dream guest. I'd love to get him back on and do a huge deep dive interview with him. I think Richard Branson is the one I would love to do. I think that. And then who I'm trying to get on now, so maybe they might be listening, is the Collison Brothers. I really, really want to do a deep dive interview with them. So I'm hoping to put something together with them for the young scientists next year. Would be great. I'd love to merge those two things together, because experimentation and the Young Scientist Exhibition just go perfectly together.
I heard somebody told me that they're big fans of iRadio, so you never know. You could be getting that call a little bit later on. I know that you're currently traveling around Ireland. You're looking for the most interesting entrepreneurs to share their stories with you. How are you getting on with that so far?
Yes, this is brilliant, actually. And thanks for the shout out. I'm going to be traveling all over Ireland over the next couple of months, because in the studio, it's just me and the person, right? I don't really get to get out and see them in their natural habitat in like, and some of them have incredible businesses and really cool places. So like on Saturday, I'm going down to a sheep farm. Incredible. All right. So I get to go to the farm and see how it's done. So all across Ireland. So if you've got a really cool, like preferably small business, because I really want to highlight people who might be at the level of the podcast yet, but they're on the way and they're really ambitious. But if you've got a really cool small Irish business, just make a reel on Instagram and tag me. That's all you got to do. So the entrepreneur experiment, Mr. Gary Fox, just make a reel, and I'd love to come visit.
Love that. It's brilliant. If someone is listening that thinks they could be a great guest, maybe just what you've mentioned, they think that their business might be the right fit for that. How can people get in contact with you? And of course, they better go and listen to the podcast. So we need to give them all the details to check it out and make sure that they click the follow.
Yeah, oh, it'd be great. Yeah, it'd be brilliant if they did. It's the entrepreneur experiment, so you'll get us everywhere. I always said to people, I was like, no matter where you're looking for us, we're there.
Brilliant. Gary, thank you so much for your time. You've been such a pleasure to interview on iRadio. And listen, I wish you all the best with the new venture going around to different entrepreneurs. I hope some of them reach out to you after this chat.
Thanks so much for having me on. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.